it was back on the bicycle. I don't know what it was on the left.
Okay.
Let me find something interesting here and see for you.
My daddy used to take care of those things, and I only took care of the fun part.
All right. What do you call a place where they raise cows for milk?
Dairy.
Does the word dairy have any other connotation for you?
No, we had dairies when I was in Braddock, back in 1896, and they were dairy by the way. And
you mentioned the field a while ago. How large an area do you consider a field?
They would say more a small field, and it might be 1 to 6 acres. But now, in the early days of Carl, it was just a grove. This had groves all through those fruit trees and all around. We left his groves. And he sold and shipped fruit. And my father's transfer and storage handled his fruit. And I remember the day I was 16, I came out with my daddy on the Rapids truck and picked up the fruit that had ready to be shipped. And he took it to the freight house and got it off. And while I was out there, while they were loading all that, Mr. came up and said, daughter, just pick up all you see on the ground there and pick up as much fruit as you want to take home.
Hmm.
And they were these great big wonderful drop oranges. They dropped off ripe, and they were a little russet. They were not shiny bright like you wash and clean and fixed oranges to ship. But they were the best you could find because they were so sweet. They were actually sweetened on the tree.
Mm.
And then when they broke this up into lots, why some of these houses, this one I understand had a grapefruit tree out here for a while. It died, and I know. When we had bought a couple of houses, they would have a couple of grapefruit trees and one of our orange tree, but they do not do well with just one tree unless you know just when to spray them, just when to
they can burn quite a burden.
They are. Their wood deteriorates if you don't do it just one.
Mm.
Now, my cousin had 100 acres in citrus fruit over here in Franklin and Lake Wales. And he had a crew of people working on spraying and fertilizing and watering and fixing those things always so that the fruit would be just right. But how long is not going to that?
What about what would grow on like a... Well, where do watermelons grow, let's put it that way? What would you call a place where they grow?
Okay.
Okay, what types of fences do they have around here at the time?